Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today we're taking a detour. We're diving into the fascinating and sometimes infuriating world of banned books. Buckle up.
Banned books? Color me intrigued. It sounds like something out of a dystopian novel, but it's real, isn't it? What kind of books are we talking about?
Everything from satirical guides to seduction from ancient Rome, like Ovid's Art of Love, to modern-day novels that challenge political and social norms. This article from The Economist highlights 8 examples. It's wild.
8? Give me one example, something juicy.
Okay, how about this? Taslima Nasrin's Lajja, which means shame in Bengali. It depicts the violence against Hindus in Bangladesh following the destruction of a mosque in India. Banned in Bangladesh, the author fled to Sweden. Photocopies were circulated like samizdat.
Wow, powerful stuff. So governments banning books they find threatening. Got it. What else?
It's not just governments. Think South Korea banning North Korean literature in their army. They fear it could undermine their soldiers' resolve. Imagine being forbidden from reading about your neighbor.
That's insane. It's like banning cookbooks from culinary schools. So, are all these books politically charged? What about something a little less intense?
Well, how about a children's book? Piccolo Uovo, or Little Egg, was banned in Venice. It's about a little egg afraid to hatch because it doesn't know what its family will look like. It explores different family structures, which apparently was too much for the Venetian mayor.
A children's book, really? That's absurd. Are picture books of puppies next? What kind of message does that send?
Exactly. It highlights the fear some have of diverse perspectives. And get this, even the Bible was temporarily banned in a Utah school district because of its, shall we say, mature content.
The Bible? Now that's a plot twist. Talk about a controversial book. I mean, hasn't it been around for like centuries?
Millennia, even. It just shows how subjective these bans can be. It really makes you think about who gets to decide what we read, right?
Absolutely. It's a slippery slope. Thanks for shining a light on this, rather shadowy topic. It's important to remember that access to information, even in the form of a simple story, can be a powerful tool. And sometimes those in power try to take that tool away. Chilling.
I see. You got it. Well said. And that brings us to the end of today's slightly different episode. Thank you all for listening to Nutty's Show. And remember, knowledge is power, so read everything.
Goodbye.